we will start things off with our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report. Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And, Pat, right now, you know, in November and December, as we wind the 2008 season down, not that many tournaments from week to week. In fact, of course, the PGA Tour season is done, as well as the Champions Tour season. European Tour this weekend is taking the week off, so we will talk about the LPGA Tour, who pretty much has center stage. The second-to-last event of the season on the LPGA Tour. The week before, of course, they come here to West Palm Beach for the ADT Championship, and it's Lorena's event, the first ever Lorena Ochoa Invitational in Guadalajara, Mexico, Lorena's hometown. It's the Lorena Ochoa Invitational on the 6,600-yard par 72 Guadalajara Country Club track. And after three rounds of play, Angela Stanford is leading. Angela Stanford, last month for her, in four events, she's won, she's had a second, a third, and a fourth. And now in her fifth event, she's leading going into the final round. 10 under par, 206 after three rounds of play. One shot back in second, Annika Sorenstam. Annika's second to last ever LPGA event before she retires at the end of the season to get married and have a family. She is at 9 under par, 207. Annika, by the way, shooting low round of the day yesterday, 5 under par, second to lowest round of the day, 5 under par 67. Catherine Hull had the lowest round of the day. She shot a 6 under par 66, and that puts her in third, one shot behind Annika, two shots behind Angela Stanford, 8 under par overall. Ji Young Lee is solo fourth at minus 7. Sung Young Yu is solo fifth at minus 6. Then you've got two ladies tied for sixth at 5 under par, five shots back of Stanford, Brittany Lang and In Kyun Kim. And then you've got four more ladies tied for eighth at minus 4, six shots back of the lead. Teresa Liu, Christy Kerr, Zhong Zhang, and Nicole Castrally are all at minus 4. But, Pat, the story after three rounds of play, Angela Stanford leading it, and she's had a phenomenal month, as I mentioned, a win, a second, a third, and a fourth in her last four events. And then one shot back is Annika Sorenstam, who hasn't won on the LPGA Tour in about 5 months.
Yeah, a limited field event, but nonetheless, you got some great names up at the top there, including, like you mentioned, Annika. Lorena, you know, struggling a little bit. She's eight shots back, but and probably too far back, really, to make a run today. But nonetheless, you've got five, six golfers really with a chance to win this thing. Hopefully Angela Stanford doesn't come in fifth, because that would keep her streak going there. But I think you're going to see something out of Annika today. I don't know if, you know, we'll get to our predictions near the end, but I think she kind of senses that this is it. It's getting close to the end, and spectacular players usually do something spectacular, even if they're getting towards the end of it. So I wouldn't be surprised to see her shooting another low round today and win this thing.
Yeah, a couple of thoughts on both Annika and Lorena to echo what you just said, Pat. First of all, Lorena, no surprise that she's struggling. I mean, you have to expect that from a player who is hosting an event, and this is her first ever time hosting the Lorena Ochoa Invitational. It's the maiden year for this event on the LPGA Tour in Guadalajara. So, you know, she's got all these commitments during the week, so it's understandable that she's probably struggling. And you notice on her rounds played, she had her best round of the week yesterday, 200 par 70. So she's kind of getting the hang of, okay, the commitments I have in hosting the event and also playing it. She started out with a 1 over par 73 on Thursday, you know, 71 on Friday, and then the 200 par 70 yesterday. So she'll probably even better that today. Probably not enough to win the event, but it's expected, being it's her first ever year hosting an event on the LPGA Tour. And then in regards to Annika, my money's on her today, and I'm likely going to pick her during our Palm Beach Kennel Club Fearless Predictions final segment of the show. But, you know, she's playing well this week. She sees the kind of the light at the end of the tunnel. She realizes this is her second-to-last LPGA Tour event, next week at the ADT Championship being her last. I think she has one or two more events in other parts of the world before the end of the 08 season. But, you know, she definitely wants to go out with a bang. She's a first-class. She's already a Hall of Famer. She's already in the World Golf Hall of Fame. Went in, I think, 4 or 5 years ago. She's a first-class talent, one of the best players ever on the LPGA Tour. And I think she realizes she wants to go out this year with a bang, you know, perhaps winning this week and then winning next week at Trump.
I think you're exactly right. I mean, she's had a win this year, a couple wins, actually. So, I mean, you know, and her and Lorena were kind of battling it out earlier in the year, and both of them have kind of cooled off a little bit as the year's gone on. But, you know, it is good to see, with just a couple tournaments to go, that Annika's at least cranking her game up. And, you know, Lorena can do it. Really almost at will with the talent she has, and like you said, with the commitments and all the stuff going around hosting the event, probably a little distracted, especially early on, and you know, maybe a little too far back to do some damage in this one. But maybe getting her game in shape for next
week. For next week at Trump. There's going to be a showdown next week at Trump International Golf Club, the final event of the year. Of course, we'll talk more about the 32-woman field later in the show during our ADT Championship Spotlight segment. But after three rounds of play again, Angela Stanford leads 10 under par, 206. Annika Sorenstam one shot back in second at minus 9 at the inaugural Lorena Ochoa Invitational, Guadalajara, Mexico. And that is your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report. Brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And if we're dialing up that number, Pat, I think the answer would be this Tire Kingdom right here that we're broadcasting live from today. Tire Kingdom on Jog Road, just south of Okeechobee Boulevard, 1760 North Jog Road, Suite 100 is the address. And right now, if you're driving around and you hear our show, come on by. The first five listeners that come by getting hooked up with a free oil change. So right now, head to Tire Kingdom, 1760 North Jog Road, Suite 100, right behind the Home Depot, just south of Okeechobee Boulevard. Come on by right now. First five listeners getting hooked up with a free Tire Kingdom oil change.